Keep your lips sealed von The Dough in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. The Dough, das fabelhafte musikalische Duo, ist mal wieder zu Besuch in Berlin hier bei uns. Die beiden haben nämlich ihre dritte Platte fertig, Shake, Shook, Shaken. Und da wollen wir sie natürlich zu ausfragen. Wir freuen uns sehr, dass sie vorbeigekommen sind. Und ich sage herzlich willkommen an Olivia und an Dani. Welcome, bienvenue à Berlin.
Danke,
hallo.
Sehr gern. Oh, Olivia.
Yes.
Tell
trying.
Me about, yeah, they're trying. Try more, please. Is there more?
I like, my favorite word is genau.
Genau,
I love
yeah,
that word.
Genau. I can understand, yes. But normally you live in Paris, right?
Yes.
Last time we saw each other, it was...
3 years
was
ago.
Was it that long?
It's a couple of years ago, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. So from that day on, maybe it was a tour probably when we saw each other, you worked on this new album or did you take your time off and
No, I think it was the end of the tour, but we, no, maybe we had a few demos here and there, but mm-hmm. we hadn't really started the process.
Yeah, but when we first heard the new songs, we liked them very much and played them right away.
That's great.
Thank you.
So obviously it was a good choice to add some electronics this time even more. Or it's the first time that really you used electronics for your music?
It's not really the first time. We'd used some drum machines here and there, but this time we really tried to embrace the whole thing and try to explore, you know, things that we'd always kind of looked down on, you know, like virtual instruments and things that you can have like in the box on the laptop on software. So it was kind of a concept at first, but the idea was always to keep making, you know, songs with strong melodies. And
some songs were created in Berlin, I heard.
Yeah, well, actually, I think what happened is that when I couldn't solve some tracks or I had to finish lyrics or I had to get away from Paris and from that too familiar place, and I think this oxygen, this space here in Berlin, and I like to be here
yeah.
to finish some tracks.
And Dani, where do you have to be inspired from music? Is Paris enough?
No, I leave Paris because I hate Paris. So I'm living in the countryside.
Uh-huh.
In Normandy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we recorded all the album, actually, in Normandy.
So there's your studio?
Yeah.
À la Normandie?
Normandie, I love Normandie.
Ah, okay. What is so special? What, as a French guy, you're... No, not... There was French and some Italian in your roots, mm-hmm. wasn't
no.
there? What? tell me the truth. Something
no,
about that.
My
your parents
had
a restaurant.
My father is Tunisian and my mom, she's English.
But okay. There was an Italian
yeah.
restaurant.
Yeah, die hatten nämlich ein italienisches Restaurant in Paris und unten im Keller hatte Dani sein Studio und haben sie immer gespielt. Wasn't that the case that they had a restaurant and in the cellar you had your in the basement you had your
yeah,
studio?
My drums.
Your drums,
my
right.
My drums. But I was really, really young. Yeah,
a couple of years ago.
Around 7 or 9.
Ah, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That young?
Okay. I spent all my young life in this restaurant, in the basement.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist anymore, the restaurant, huh?
Sorry?
The restaurant doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's finished since 5 years.
Okay. So you moved to the Normandie and have your studio there.
Yeah.
And when it's up to creating songs, it's only you two all the time. This
yeah.
is the Dough. No other people mm-hmm. involved, right? Yeah?
Yeah, sounds a little
no,
crazy.
No, sounds perfect.
Yeah, we have, we always decide, we always, in the beginning, we try to, we say, oh, we're gonna, you know, invite these musicians and do this and that. But in the end, we end up just doing things on our own. I think when we're, you know, both feet deep in the process, it's difficult to start, you know. But that's how it works. And we have our assistant, who's really, really important. He's really somehow part of the post-process, not of the creative process, but he's there, you know, as a presence mm-hmm. as well. And, it's great.
Also schon ein eingespieltes Duo, das jetzt seit vielen Jahren zusammen Musik macht. Und in der Normandie haben sie ein Haus und dort ist auch jetzt mittlerweile das Studio angesiedelt. Ein paar Songs sind aber auch in Berlin entstanden. Zumindest ist Olivia dann nach Berlin gekommen und hat dort weiter an Songs geschrieben. um sich einfach Luft zu machen, wenn man auch oftmals ja in Paris unterwegs ist und lebt, um sich aus dieser Enge zu befreien, um dann die neuen Songs zu schreiben. So we just listened to Keep Your Lips Sealed. Now we've got Despair, Hangover and Ecstasy, which we're playing a lot. It's a great song. Can you tell us just a little bit about that song?
It's funny because we finished the album, so we went to New York to mix the album, and when we came back in Paris, we wrote this song. And
that was extra.
We need to put this song on the album. And Olivia said, "No, we don't need to."
We're done with the album. Leave me alone.
And one day she came back with the melody, and it was great. And I remember this song. It's funny because we never told that. It's she came to the studio in Normandy to finish the album, this song with me. And I was completely sick, so I spent all my day in my bed. So I said to Olivia, okay, so arrange this song, do what you want. And she arranged it like it was brilliant. So I was so happy the day after.
So yeah, you did it on your own?
No, we already had most of the elements, but then I added some stuff that he wouldn't have ever thought about. Uh-huh. I think that some of the guitar things were a little, like some of the cheesy guitar lines, maybe. He wouldn't have done that, but we kept them. He liked
maybe
them.
Maybe you should let her finish more often the songs. Yeah.
It's
just the first time that I was really on my own in the studio finishing them. But usually we're together, and we're really, it's a 50-50 relationship.
Yeah. And then you woke up after a fever and heard the song like, what did you do?
And she said, I don't know if it's good, but I put some ideas for the chorus.
Well, backing vocals.
She played it on the guitar, and I just heard it and I was really happy.
Also die Platte wurde in New York dann fertiggestellt und dann kam sie zurück nach Frankreich und sagten, so, jetzt haben wir eigentlich alles im Kasten. Und dann hatte Olivia aber die Idee zu diesem tollen Song und hat ihn dann zur Hälfte schon fertig gehabt und dann klang der auch noch so gut. Und dann sagte sie, nee, komm, der muss unbedingt noch mit aufs Album. Und Dani sagte, nee, komm, das ist im Kasten, wir brauchen das nicht mehr. Er hatte dann auch, als er in der Normandie im Bett lag, Fieber und war fertig und hatte eine Erkältung und hat gesagt, komm, dann mach doch deinen Song fertig, wenn es unbedingt sein muss. Und sie hat ihn in der Nacht fertig geschrieben und das Folgende kam dabei raus und da kann man nur sagen, Daumen hoch. Despair, Hangover and Ecstasy, dieser Song von The Doe, hätte es fast nicht mit aufs Album geschafft. Ein Nachzüger, der glücklicherweise dann doch noch mit raufgekommen ist. Heute Abend spielen sie für euch auf im Heimathafen Neukölln und vorher sind sie bei Flux FM im Studio. Sie sind beide hier gerade noch, Olivia und Dani. Und sie haben natürlich auch in ihrer Heimat in Frankreich schon viele Interviews gegeben. Unter anderem konnte man dort den Satz lesen: On en avait marre que nos parents aiment notre musique. Wir hatten es einfach sowas von satt, dass unsere Eltern unsere Musik so gut fanden und sie beide meinen, aber das stimmt eigentlich gar nicht. So, what is the truth about this sentence?
It's my fault. It's my fault because my parents are very insistent and they're coming to all the gigs in France and everything. They love all the, they listen to all the interviews and read
fans.
All the papers and say, wow, yesterday was amazing and this concert, it was amazing and your album is amazing. So at one point, you just want that. I want they stopped or they say I don't like this song or this interview was shit or I want them to say that, but they can't they can't say that. It's just because I'm their son, so it's always amazing.
But that's so sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet. I mean, I don't know why he said that. I don't even know what. That's the kind of thing that happens when we do interviews separately.
But, uh-huh.
No, but I mean, to me, it's a totally different experience. My parents started liking our music like only with this album. So maybe this is when I should start worrying. I don't know.
Ja, Danny wurde eben gefragt, wieso die Musik ankommt bei ihm zu Hause und seine Eltern sind ganz große Fans von The Doe, sind bei jedem Konzert dabei, schauen sich alles an, sammeln Zeitungsartikel und sind eben stolz und irgendwann dachte er sich dann, das ist mir vielleicht ein bisschen zu viel und ich hatte auch die Schnauze voll, dass meine Eltern alles toll finden, deswegen wollte er sich musikalisch verändern. But they like the music now as well, don't they?
Yeah, do they really like it? I don't know.
They won't tell you the truth. No. People will. Other people.
Und bei Olivia ist es eben gerade andersrum. Gerade mit der neuen Platte, die doch jetzt so ein bisschen elektronischer ist, vielleicht noch ein bisschen tanzbarer, da sind ihre Eltern erst so richtig auf den Geschmack gekommen. Sounds very good to me, all in all. But your parents don't have the restaurant anymore, so your father could be in the restaurant like, oh, this is my son, the music you're hearing, this is my son. He would definitely do that. So what are your plans? You're on a tour right now through Europe?
Yeah, Europe and Australia and again France, and there's a long tour coming. That's nice.
Yeah, you have a fan base all over the world.
Well, we still have a lot of work to do ahead of that, but in Germany it's getting quite good, and it's great to play here. I think we might be back like next year quite soon, and Istanbul, we have a great fan base.
Yeah,
as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Really even bigger incredible. Than here in Istanbul, really.
Well, compared to the country and compared to the I don't know, which is it's just one city because we've only played in Istanbul. But it's really interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Also nicht nur in Deutschland sind sie sehr beliebt, sondern auch vor allen Dingen, wie Olivia gerade betont hat, in Istanbul. Da haben sie schon einige Gigs gespielt und da geht die Meute ab. What about Japan?
Oh, don't tell me about it. I dream every night that we can get a tour there. Yeah. So we haven't been there yet.
But maybe it's coming up. So we're going to listen to another song of yours. It's called Sparks. Tell us all the dirty details about Sparks, please.
Well, this one is pretty clean, actually. What's the story? I think it's something. It was a track that an instrumental track Dan gave me. I worked on the melody and the lyrics, and I had for the chorus. I'm in love with this kids choir in Brooklyn. It's called PS22, and they sing some mainstream big hits, and they're all like singing with their hand on their chest, giving all their
right from the heart.
Yeah, they're so sweet, and I wanted that kind of feel for the chorus, and then that's how it actually happened.
So the chorus is involved?
No, unfortunately, okay. But actually it's in our plans where we want to contact them too.
Okay. Also es gibt in Brooklyn einen Kinderchor, den Olivia toll findet, und der stand sozusagen Pate für diesen Song, beziehungsweise hat sie auch dazu inspiriert. Sparks heißt das Stück, und das hören wir uns jetzt noch an. Und ihr seid herzlich eingeladen, heute Abend in den Heimathafen Neukölln zu kommen. 030 2000 9000, die Telefonnummer für die Tickets, für die Gästeliste. Wir schreiben euch gerne drauf. Und wir haben 3 handsignierte CDs von The Doe, die wir auch gerne an euch weitergeben möchten. Einfach eine Mail schicken an win@fluxfm.de. win@fluxfm.de, Stichwort The Doe, und bitte eure Adresse nicht vergessen. So, merci beaucoup pour revenir ici à la prochaine fois. Wow. Na, und see you next time. The Doe bei Flux FM. We're really happy to have you here. Und das ist der Song Sparks.